وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي سهل، بارك الله فيك. Listen to me, my dear brother. No doubts, the knowledge obligated for every single Muslim to learn. العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. صح الحديث أن معناه صحيح. العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. قال الله تعالى: قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. يقول الله تعالى: إن الله لا يحب الجاهلين. Absolutely obligated on every single Muslim to learn according to his ability. But you must understand, our religion all is knowledge, and the knowledge in our religion, the rules of our religion is two different parts. We have first part, which is obligate rules, necessary consents, things very important, is the principles of Islam, the foundations, the main rules in Islam. These things obligate on every single Muslim to know about it, because he needed to be a Muslim. We cannot describe someone by a Muslim if he's ignorant about these things. For example, the prayers, the five prayers daily. If someone, he doesn't know what is the five prayers daily and he calls himself Muslim, difficult. The ignorance in this kind of part of knowledge is not acceptable and is really ununderstandable. So when someone, for example, akhi, he doesn't know what's meaning of fasting Ramadan, you understand, it's difficult to describe him by a Muslim, you understand. So this kind of rules, we call it al-umur al-mujma' alayha ijma'an daruriyan. The things that the ulama, the Muslim, their conscious about it, and their conscious of it is famous and necessary. This kind of knowledge is obligated on every single Muslim to learn and to know. You understand? The second kind of knowledge is the details of the ahkam, the branches of the ahkam, the two information, the informations that in between these principles. You understand? In between these principles and other rules have a lot of details and a lot of branches and a lot of ahkam that not everybody able to learn it. Here we say this one is according to the ability, and those people who they have the ability to learn it obligate on them, but not on every single Muslim. You understand? For example, if someone pass away, you understand, and he had, after he pass away, the people should inherit him is two of his daughters and one of his brothers and his father and his mother. How much is the share of every single one of them? You understand? These details, not everybody able to learn it and to memorize it and to apply it. Only those who they have the ability to memorize and to understand apply it on them, so they can teach others whenever they are in need for it. So it's like that. So the point is, when you see Tullab al-Ilm saying the knowledge is two parts, this and that, is according to the ability and according to the type of knowledge. But in general, the main rules is obligated on every single Muslim. So the claim of that guy, when he said to you, the knowledge is not for everyone, this is very huge word. It could be understood by not obligated on everyone to learn Islam. Oh, this rule, this main rule is not applicable to everyone. You understand? And it could be only this kind of things, details, which is very so details and so confusing for some kind of people, not for everyone. You understand? Is understood? And the first one is totally rejected. So when you put this kind of huge statements in front of people that they can misunderstand, is really, really sign of that you are unqualified person to deliver da'wah. You understand? You cannot put this kind of statements in front of people who they could misunderstand you. ولهذا يقول المسعود حدث الناس بما يعقلون أتريدون أن يكذب الله ورسوله. جاء عن علي أنه قال رضي الله تعالى عنه: إنك لا تحدث قوما بحديث لا تبلغ أفهامه إلا كان فتنة لبعضهم. When you tell some people knowledge, when you deliver kind of da'wah to people that they could misunderstand it, means you're creating fitna in their hearts. You understand? So I wish you understand my point, Akhi Barakallahu Fik, and be careful. Don't give your ear and hear and listen everyone. It's your religion, Akhi. In هذا العلم دين فانظروا عمن تأخذ دينكم. Be sure you listen and you take knowledge from those who they combine two important criteria. Number one, they are qualified. Number two, they fear Allah Ta'ala and they have deen. You understand? Barakallahu Fik.